Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Angie, your host of Sincerely Angie Podcast. I did not want today's episode to be the same as last week's by being a little bit deep or a little bit somber, not really uplifting or happy, but these last couple of weeks have been, I took the battery out of the clock because I didn't want it ticking. I don't have the fan running. The AC is not on. I wanted it as quiet as possible for this particular episode, just so that I can get my thoughts and my mind together to just say what is on my heart. And I'm going to do like my friend Eric did in his last podcast episode about he's going to keep going. It's I'm going to keep going was the name of it. He did no type of intro or outro, no ads or anything. And it was just what he had to say, and that was the end of the episode. So I'm going to do that. I am inspired. Now, I am going to put one sponsored post on here just because I do want to make sure that I'm monetizing as much as possible. But that's it. You're not going to get any intros, any outros, or any other ads or anything on this podcast episode. I don't know if I want to name this Dear Mind or Dear Mental, but whatever the title is, we have to protect our peace, you guys. We have to protect our mind. There's a lot going on in the world today, and anxiety is a real thing. Depression is a real thing. Stress is a real thing. And whatever you may be going through or feeling, I came today to just give some tips or just to talk. And not even really to you all. I'm talking to myself because, like I said, the last couple of weeks have been rough. If you listened to my Dear Story Time 2, this was an episode where I talked about how I found out that my dad died. And, well, that person, my brother, who reached out to me, passed away unexpectedly a week or so ago. And I had never met him in person, and he just found me less than 2 years ago. And I had never really lost anyone close to me. So I did not know how to process what I was feeling, what I had been hearing, just the whole situation in general. On top of Black Lives Mattering and the movement that's going on and the racism that we're experiencing and coronavirus, just everything that has been going on, it has been weighing pretty heavy on me, and I know a lot of other people. So I just came on here to hopefully encourage you all to do a few things to kind of help you get through this time if you are having a hard time. And I know that trouble won't last always. That is why I am okay with feeling my feelings right now. I didn't put an episode out last week because I could not find the strength to get on the computer to record anything. Not even the video, the podcast that I was supposed to record before Black Lives Matter. YouTube videos, I haven't recorded any of those either. It has just been a time. And I don't want to feel guilty, or I don't want to feel like I'm not doing the world a disservice by not putting out any podcast episodes. I just wanted to feel what I was feeling. I wanted to go through those feelings. I wanted to process the things that I was going through. And I wanted to just allow me to go through what I was feeling without feeling like I had to put out an episode, because then it'll show in your content that you forced a particular thing out, and I did not want to do that. So let me get to the point of today's episode. So originally I was thinking Dear Mind when I was jotting down my notes, because if you allow your mind to go in a certain direction, it will go there. So you have to stop certain thoughts before they get there. And I'm not talking about like suicide or anything like that. I just mean anything negative, something that is not who you normally are. So the first thing I would say to do is to pray, talk to God, and to meditate. Spend some time with yourself, some alone time, some quiet time to just be who you are, to be with your Creator, and talk to Him to get some, to make some sense of certain things. And like I told you all, my brother passed away and I didn't really know how to feel about that situation. Well, I prayed and I asked for answers. And would you know that God came through with the come through? he really came through with some clarity on some things, and just the way that those things unfolded was mind-blowing to me, but it was an answered prayer. So I'm just so grateful that I did take that time out to spend with God and to pray and to talk and to ask him for what I needed so that I can get over this hump or this bump on the road that I'm feeling. And I got those answers, so I feel a little bit better. Today is still just a little bit of a blah kind of day or mood for me, but I'm getting through it. I'm pushing myself. I'm at the point now where I can push myself to do better. Before, I was just kind of like, I wanted to sleep. I wanted to cry a little bit. And it's perfectly fine to do those things, but you can't stay there forever. So with everything that's going on in the world, if you don't have like a friend that you can speak to or a family member that you feel comfortable enough with sharing your thoughts, go ahead and seek help, professional help. Reach out to somebody and let them know what you're thinking. You may even have to pull out a journal. If you are a male or female, I do have Dear Journal, a male's version or his perspective, as well as a female one. And if you want to know about how they feel about journaling or writing things down, go and listen to those episodes. But writing things down, getting your thoughts out of your head, even if you have to record like voice memos or you need to record a video on your phone just to get your thoughts out, do those things because you can't hold it all in. Your mind is not going to be okay with you just putting everything there and not really releasing it. So you have to find something that's going to allow you to be able to release what you're feeling. I spoke of having me time, you time, like quiet time to just sit there and be quiet and just feel what you're feeling. And I know I've said that a million times, but I want you to really understand what I mean when I say feel your feelings. If you are sad and you want to cry, but you can't cry, put on one of those movies that you know will make you cry. And I assure you, the tears will flow in a different way, not just because of the movie, because that emotional breakdown you're having is allowing you to release those tears that have been built up inside of you. They needed to come out. If you are someone who likes the beach or water, go to the park or go to the beach and people watch, or even just let your eyes shut for a moment and listen to the waves hitting the shore. You have to do something that is going to soothe you. What is it that you like to do? Whatever that thing is, do that thing. If you like to go shopping, I know my frugal side of me and my budgetista side of me would not put this out here, like, don't just go shopping. But if that's something you need to do and you're going to be satisfied after, do that thing. You have to do what's going to make you happy, because right now things are just going haywire. But we have to keep our minds intact and we can't go crazy with the world. We have to stay sane and we have to do something that is going to keep us sane before we go insane in the membrane. Another step or thing that I would say is to breathe. Breathe. Take deep, long breaths and breathe. Take time to just inhale and exhale. If you need to go watch like some yoga videos or some meditation videos or even listen to those type of podcasts or something like that, do that thing because it is necessary and it's going to help you. Take a moment and inhale and exhale deep, long, and hard, and breathe. Just take a moment to do that. Find something that's soothing for you. Gospel music does it for me. The beach does it for me. Hopefully the beach is in my near future because I need to hit the beach hard. I need to be around the water. I need to relax. If music or the beach is not your thing, you just like peace and quiet, take a moment and just enjoy that peace and quiet wherever you're at. If you need to go to a closet for 2, 3, 4, 5 hours, even if you fall asleep in a closet, do it. Do something that is soothing to your soul. There are apps that has like meditation music or calm and soothing music. Look it up, find it, and do what works for you. But you have to do something that is going to be soothing to your soul. Oddly enough, I ran upon some videos on YouTube that were oddly satisfying. I saw a car detailing video. I forgot the name of the guy who has the channel, but he has like 2 million or so subscribers and his videos get millions of views, but he's detailing cars. Like, I would have never thought, my car is dirty currently. I wash my car maybe every 4 or 5 months. Don't judge me. That's not what we're here to do. But I wash my car maybe 3 times out of a year. And for me to find a detailing, a car detailing video soothing and satisfying is a shock to me. I thought that I was going to skip through the video. I watched the whole thing and paid attention to every little detail he did in that video. Another thing that I did not or would not have thought what I would have found interesting is it's kind of like Dr. Pimple Popper, but it's for ingrown hairs. These people are extracting ingrown hairs and blackheads out of like the groin region, like your private part area. Those you don't see the vagina or the penis, you just see the hairy part where they are extracting blackheads, and it is so oddly satisfying. But if that's what you need to get you through, something that'll take your mind away from what's going on in that moment, that's something you could potentially look into. There is also ASMR, where there are soothing sounds, either if you hear someone eating or chewing, if you like that kind of thing. If you like to hear someone talking, that's another thing. You can look that up. That's on YouTube. But find something that is going to soothe you and something that is going to take your mind off of what's going on for a while and help to calm your spirit down. Another step or thing that I would say is to clean up or declutter. I have a video on YouTube where I was decluttering, and at that time when I did that back in May, April and May, that was really satisfying. But I've been finding myself doing that a lot more recently as well, to just kind of get rid of things that are blocking and cluttering up my place as well as my mind and my heart. Getting rid of those things kind of creates a little bit of clarity as far as your physical space goes. And then once you see how clean or clear things are, your mental space becomes that way as well. So if you need to declutter or clean up, do that as well. And do a thorough cleaning. That is truly going to help you to clear your mind and to just kind of ease your spirit a bit. Get creative. If you are not the person who likes to write or to create music or to create videos or podcasts or any type of content, if that's not who you are, think about something you've always wanted to do. Think about something you've seen someone else do, and then you always say, "I wish I could do that." Try it. There's a million and one videos on YouTube on how you can do specific things. Just Google it or go YouTube it and then try those things. Get creative. Get out of your space. Get out of that. I can't. I don't. I never. I don't know how. No. Try something that's going to get you out of your comfort zone and lift your spirits. And one of the final things that I would say to do is to block out negativity. Block it completely out. I have had a few situations in the last couple of days where negativity was just like boiling over. It was just in abundance. And it's like, how? I had to respond in a way that kind of shut that person or that thing down. It's like, no, I'm not gonna let you corrupt my mind. I'm not going to allow you to bring me to your level. I'm not going to be negative right along with you. I'm not going to allow negative energy into my space right now, because I already know that my space currently is very sensitive and it's susceptible to a lot of things. And some things just aren't an option. Me staying down for longer than a week or 2 weeks is not an option. I can't do it. I won't do it. I have too much that I need to do, and I cannot let this get me down any longer than it already has. So everything that's going on, I'm limiting myself. The social media posts and stuff that I see that just kind of brings my energy down, get off of social media for a while. If I'm on it for a few minutes and I start to see too much negativity, I get off and I do something else. If I'm talking or interacting with somebody and they're being negative, I hit their negative with a super positive. And not only am I doing that to combat their negative, I'm doing it to reassure that my mind does not accept what they're saying. Like, that's not going to happen. It's not an option for me. Those are my thoughts. I hope that I hit every point. I'm just going to reiterate the ones that I have written down just to make sure that I talked about everything I wanted to talk about. But I pray that you all are well. I really do pray that everyone is well, even for myself. I pray that this funk and this thing that's going on, I hope that it subsides really soon. But I do know that a lot of things, as far as like the racial tension that's going on with the world, these things are not going to happen overnight. It's going to get worse before it can get better. And I have to learn to cope, and I have to learn to operate during those times. I cannot be shut off to the world, because the news and the information I need is within the world. And if I am just staying in my space because I can't accept it, then what am I learning? I'm not going to be in a know, and I need to know what's going on so I know how to move forward and operate. Like I said, suicide, that's not even an option. That's not even a topic. We're not doing that. That's not going to happen. We have work to do in this world, and we're going to do it. We have to be alive to do it. And I said suicide because that is trick of the enemy can try and tell you that that's the answer to whatever problem you're having. Suicide is not the answer. That is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Never an option. And I probably should not have brought it up on this podcast, but I did because it's real. Now, on to my points that I'm going to just make sure I hit each and every one. Number one, pray, talk to God, and meditate. Number two, seek help, whether it's professional or a friend. Talk to somebody. Number three, get you some me time, some you time, some quiet time. It is necessary. Number four, breathe. And these are in no particular order, but breathe. You have to breathe. Take long, deep breaths and make sure that you are inhaling and exhaling and release your shoulders. Relax your shoulders. Don't be so tense. If you pay attention, like just now as I was recording this podcast and I said relax your shoulders, it's because I realized that my shoulders were hunched up. Why am I not relaxed? What is wrong? I had to think about it. I had to relax my shoulders and I had to loosen my body. I had to shake it off because it happens. You don't realize that you're uptight or you're being tense in a situation until you really take a look at yourself. Self-awareness, I talked about that as well. Just you have to be one with yourself. Find something to do that is soothing. And I talked about the videos on YouTube that I watched, and they're oddly satisfying, but they helped me in those moments. And yeah, you can kind of go down the rabbit hole once you get on YouTube, start watching all of these videos. But when you think about, oh, I just spent 4 hours on YouTube watching something that was satisfying, as opposed to being on Instagram or Facebook for 4 hours, going back and forth in the comments with somebody about why Black Lives Matter. You get what I'm saying? Also, I said to like people watch or go to the lake or the beach or something and listen to the water, music or movies to kind of make you cry or just make you just feel really good on the inside. Clean up, declutter is another step, get creative. And then the very last thing is to block out negativity. You have to block it out. I hope that these tips and these words that you're hearing from me, I hope that it helps you. If you need a friend or you need an ear, my email is always in the comments. Reach out to me. We can get through this thing together. We are all here in this world together trying to make it. The only option that we have is to make it. There is no other option. We're going to make it, and we're going to get through this tough time if you're having a tough time. If you're not having a tough time and you're doing well during this season, that is absolutely wonderful. Reach out to someone who may be having a hard time. You can tell from certain social media posts or from certain text messages that someone may send you if they're having a hard time or not. They're very short with their answers, or their post may say something about love and needing attention or wanting. There is always a sign. So if you're doing great in this season, wonderful. Be there for a friend. Help someone out. Reach out to somebody. Compliment somebody randomly. Tell them how beautiful they are. Tell them how special they are and that they're necessary and that they're needed, because we don't know what people are going through. Thank you all so much for listening. I love you. Thank you for your support. My prayers are with each and every one of you under the sound of my voice. And I hope and pray that your prayers are with me as well. I love y'all. Thanks for listening.